93.5 WHMI in the morning drive. We love company on the morning drive, and there is a huge event coming up just in time for summer at Cleary University.
It's Summerfest, June 6th, and you know we love these events thrown by Cleary. They go above and beyond Katie Cole. She always gets everything right, from the food to the entertainment. Summerfest, it's just the perfect way to really kick off the summer.
I think Katie is so good at that. I think she could actually straighten me out.
Well, that's a tough job.
I mean, my wife can't. A lot of women that raise me can't. Well, let's visit with one of the stars of the big event coming up at Cleary University. Let's welcome Carrie this morning. Good morning, Carrie.
Good morning, guys.
Good morning, Carrie. Carrie Holmes and the Carrie Holmes Band opening at Summerfest. Carrie, tell us a little bit about you and the band.
All right. Well, I'm a singer-songwriter from around this area, so I'm a hometown girl.
Yes, we love that.
Yeah, me too. Love playing near my home. So I sing and write country music, like pop country. I've been singing since I was four. I've got a full-length album out right now, and a couple years, well, gosh, it goes by fast. I guess in 2021, I went down to Nashville, and I won Entertainer of the Year for Josie Music Award.
Oh, my gosh.
And, yeah, that was awesome. And then I was nominated for 5 awards as well, so that was a lot of fun. And now I travel with my band, and we perform, well, so I had a baby about a year ago, so I kind of took some time off, but I'm starting to get back into the swing of things. So we're starting this summer. We're doing a lot of festivals and summer concert series and stuff like that. So it's
well, congratulations
be fun.
On everything
Thank
from, you know, the awards down in Nashville and that new baby. Is the baby going to be on the road with you?
I'm sure he will be a little bit, yep.
That is, we're talking to Katie Holmes this morning.
Carrie Holmes.
Carrie Holmes, sorry, I was thinking about
You're
Katie
not
Cole
the
there.
One.
No, I'm sorry. We're talking to Carrie Underwood this morning. Carrie, in your repertoire of songs that you do, obviously you're very invested in country music. Do you have a lot of original material? Do you covers? How does that work out?
Yeah, it really depends on the show, but I'll be doing, for the Summerfest, I'll be doing both originals and cover songs, and then I like to throw in some random, either like classic rock songs or some pop songs that everybody knows and loves. And then, yeah, I've got a new album coming out, hopefully soon. It was produced by one of Dolly Parton's producers.
Ooh, look at you.
Yeah, so I'll probably be doing some new material as well as my old material.
Carrie, who are some of your inspirations, you know, if you were to tell people, how did you get your start? What was it, even music teachers here locally around the area? What made you fall in love with music?
Well, when I was four, I had a Leanne Rimes album.
Oh, and the first one, Blue?
Yes.
I remember it.
I just loved it, yes. So that's when I started singing, and my family couldn't understand a word I was saying, but they're like, wow, she can sing. So started with Leanne Rimes, and then when I was about 17-ish, I taught myself how to play guitar and was in a band, and then started my own band. And I'd say some of my influences are, I love Shania Twain, just her attitude and the whole, like, she's just fun.
Yeah.
Like, back in the 90s, I love that era.
Same girl. I'm a big fan of the 90s music.
Carrie,
are
you aware that Blue from Leanne Rimes was actually written by a disc jockey?
No.
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Written by a
disc
jockey in Dallas, the late, great Bill Mack.
Huh.
He wrote that song for Leanne Rimes.
Wow,
yeah.
That's interesting. Wow.
Yeah.
That's a great song.
Yeah.
Such a great song. Carrie, we are so excited for you. Glad that you're back after having your little guy and back here locally to perform, opening at Summerfest. That is June 6th. Tickets are available, burgers, boozy cocktail tastings, and Carrie. So that's going to be a great show.
I'm looking forward to it, guys.
And Carrie, one more thing here before we go, and I don't want you to think that I'm being opportunistic about this, but do you have an agent?
Not right now. I don't know.
Well, listen, I'll put you on hold because I would be more than happy becoming your agent at only 60%.
Oh, okay. Wow. That's such a deal. You're so nice.
We called that the Elvis Presley deal because Elvis Presley's manager, Colonel Tom Parker.
Terrible.
Yeah. He took 60%. So, well, listen, it's great talking to you this morning. We can't wait to see you. Madison and I will be out there and, we'd love to hear songs from your album and some of those great covers you'll be doing for sure.
Awesome. Can't wait to see you guys. Thanks for having me this morning.
The Morning Drive with Chuck and Madison on 93.5 WHMI.